Thanks, my tractor's sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Locally owned and operated. We are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo. WRDN. Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Police in Arizona say there's nothing for the public to worry about after a shooting outside of a TSA checkpoint at Sky Harbor Airport left four people hurt. Phoenix Police Sergeant Maria Reeson said it's believed to be an isolated incident caused by an altercation within a group.
This incident has been resolved. It was resolved very quickly. There's nobody outstanding. We are not looking. We do not believe that there's any suspects out there outstanding. I want to put everybody at ease.
Three people, including a 9-year-old boy, taken to hospitals in New York City after a taxi cab jumped a curb and hit six pedestrians. Police say the driver may have suffered a medical episode. The investigation's underway into what caused the Azerbaijani airliner with 67 people on board to crash into Kazakhstan. Officials there say 38 people were killed and 29 survived. In the U.S., severe weather hammering the West Coast with heavy rain and snow in parts of the region east to the Rocky Mountains. This is ABC.
The holidays are upon us, and you know what that means. It's a crazy, stressful time of year. That's why I want to tell you about Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, with seven proven forms of magnesium to target every system in your body. Don't let stress and burnout ruin your holidays. Get Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers and give your body the magnesium it craves. It's the perfect gift for yourself or a loved one this holiday season. For an exclusive offer, go to Bioptimizers.com/radio and use promo code radio during checkout to save 10% and transform your health. That's Bioptimizers.com/radio.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Bills piling up? Rent due? Just need some extra cash to get by? Then you need to go to GetCash.com, where you can get approved for a loan of up to $10,000 in minutes. No need to search through endless loan sites. GetCash.com is one of the largest lender networks. They can help anyone get up to $10,000 regardless of their credit score. Best part? The money can be in your bank account as soon as the next day. When you need fast cash help, go to GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange Tuesday, January milk down 6 to 1965, February up 29 to 1990, March up 32 to 1987, April up 7 at 1943. Cheese markets were mixed. Barrels down 1.25 to 174, 40-pound blocks up 3/4 to 186, 3 trade a barrel, 1 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 3.25 to 258, 2 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 139.25, no trades. Dry whey steady at 74, and no trades on the day. Meanwhile, in the cattle markets, they were relatively flat and range-bound on the day. Ahead of the Christmas Day holiday, a very light trade. Hog markets also were relatively flat as well and range-bound after the hog hogs and pigs report, and a very lackluster holiday trade. December live cattle down 17 cents to 190.80. February up 17 cents to 187.62. January feeder cattle down 37 cents to 256.22. March down 67 cents to 255.32. February hogs down 5 cents to 84.32. April down 57 cents to 89.05. Chicago Board of Trade. Corn markets were range-bound on the day ahead of the Christmas Day holiday with a light trade. Soybeans, though, were higher. Meal led the product complex higher after losing momentum on Monday, while wheat futures were mostly lower, staying just below nearby resistance levels ahead of the Christmas Day holiday. Matif wheat prices also were easing back from the highs in the range. March corn up 3/4 to 448.5. New crop up 1/4 to 437.25. January beans up 4.25 to 973.75. New crop up 5.5 to 992.5. March wheat down 5.5 to 535. Minneapolis wheat March down 6 to 589.5. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Grain bids from Elsevia Co-op Durand. Cash corn $3.92, January $3.95, new crop $3.78. Cash beans $8.94, January $8.99, February $8.95, new crop $9.03. Big River Resources Boyceville, December, January, and February corn all at $4.08.5. And March at 410.5. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia cash corn 413, January 408, new crop 388. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound cash corn 393, new crop 387. Cash beans 893, new crop 917. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 396, new crop 387. Cash beans 889, new crop 902. At Red Wing Grains, March corn 421, April 436, May 438, new crop 398. March beans 943, April 954, May 956, new crop 934. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 395, new crop 379, cash beans 902, new crop 919. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 177 to 198, Holstein fed cattle 160 to 176, market cows 77 to 118, calves 390 to 990, bulls 125 to 150, beef steers 190 to 390, Holstein steers 132 to 315, sheep markets, market lambs 210 and down, light lambs 270 and down, ewes and rams 190 and down, goat markets, does 215 and down, bucks 325 and down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 184 to 195.50, finished beef heifers 184.50 to 194.50, finished dairy steers 172.50 to 191.50, market cows 94 to 117, market bulls 134 to 147.50. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
I don't feel so good.
You do feel hot. DayQuil Kids will take care of that fever.
What about my cough?
DayQuil Kids has that covered.
Will it make my throat feel better?
Yes, that too.
But will it taste good?
Yep, DayQuil Kids comes in your favorite flavor.
Purple?
Well, yes, it's grape.
Try new DayQuil Kids Plus Fever, the daytime coughing, aching, sore throat fever just for kids medicine. Safe for kids 6+. Use as directed.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone, think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon. Now if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing and out of the beams of a neon moon. I think of two young lovers running wild and free. I close my eyes and sometimes see you in the shadows of this smoke-filled room. No telling how many tears I've sat here and cried, or how many lies that I've lied, telling my poor heart she'll come back someday. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh, if you lose your one and only, there's always room here for the lonely. Of a neon moon. Jukebox plays on, drink by drink, and the words of a sad song seem to say what I think, and it's heard inside of me. Ain't never gonna end. Oh, but I'll be alright as long as there's light from a neon moon. Oh,
Tennessee byway, one arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other, a sweet soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle, on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of oven on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Whitetail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler, need the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland
station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Do-do-do. One time I spent a week inside a little country jail, and I don't guess I'll ever live it down. I was sitting at a red light when these two men came and got me and said that I was speeding through their town. Well, they said, tomorrow morning you can see the judge, then go. They let me call one person on the phone. I thought I'd be there overnight, so I just called my boss to tell him I'd be off, but not for long. Well, they motioned me inside a cell with seven other guys, one little barred up window in the rear. My cellmate said if they had let me bring some money in, we ought to send the jailer for some beer. Well, I had to pay him double cause he was the man in charge, and the jailer's job was not the best in town. Later on, his wife brought hot bologna, eggs, and gravy. The first day I was there, I turned it down. Well, next morning, they just let us sleep, but I was up real early, wondering when I'd get my release. Later on, we got more hot bologna, eggs, and gravy, and By now I wasn't quite so hard to please. 2 days later, when I thought that I had been forgotten, the sheriff came in chewing on a straw. He said, "Where is the guy who thinks that this is Indianapolis? I'd like to talk to him about the law." Well, I told him who I was and told him I was working steady and I really should be getting on my way. That part about me being who I was did not impress him. He said the judge will be here any day. The jailer had a wife, and let me tell you, she was awful, but she brought that hot bologna every day. And after 7 days, she got to looking so much better, I asked her if she'd like to run away. Well, next morning, that old judge took every nickel that I had, and he said, "Son, let this teach you not to race." The jailer's wife was smiling from the window as I left. In 30 minutes, I was out of state.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Tom T. Hall, a week in a country jail here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across the region this morning. And we'll have our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, Gary Crawford is in. What are we going to see with food price inflation next year? That's the topic of our newsmaker segment, that coming up next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Higher beef prices ahead for 2025? We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
2024 was a record year of high beef prices. Texas A&M AgriLife Extension livestock economist David Anderson says the cash market for fed cattle traded within about a $10 range this past year. He adds that beef production is likely keeping a lid on prices.
You know, if we looked at the statistics, we've produced less beef than we did a year ago. But thinking about beef between non-fed cull cow beef that's going to hamburger and fed beef coming out of a feedlot, steers and heifers. And so if we look at fed beef, we've actually produced a little more fed beef than we did a year ago. We're almost right there the same, but a touch higher, really driven by heavier weights. You know, these heavier weights, we've been record high weights for both steers and heifers. We've actually had more cattle on feed than we did a year ago, most of the year. So those supplies, and not just total fed beef supplies, but we've had beef grading better than a year ago. So we've had more supplies of choice and prime beef on the market. And it's really hard to push those prices higher when we've got more supplies. Now, on the cull cow side, the non-fed beef, clearly we're culling fewer cows. We've got the fewest beef cows since 1961. We're culling fewer dairy cows. So that total supply of non-fed beef that's really going into ground beef is much less than a year ago. So that's keeping those kind of wholesale ground beef and cull cow prices high, but keeping a lid on where our fed cattle can go.
He says when it comes to the futures market, there was a lot of enthusiasm this summer.
Particularly into June and July, And then at the end of July, early August, we had a big decline in futures market prices. I think that's really because of this recognition that we were producing more beef than a year ago. You know, as we think about that, we've certainly had some mixed signals in the overall economy, but certainly growing GDP, rising real wages, certainly some declining rates of inflation. Yet we do have a lot of consumers that are struggling, and we look at higher prices. So, you know, we had this realization in the futures market that, gosh, we're producing more beef than a year ago. At that very same time, there were a bunch of stories about in the kind of the popular press about, oh, gosh, we're headed for a recession. Well, I think those gave a reason for the futures market to sell off and drive those prices down. The recession really didn't materialize, but our high beef production was still with us.
He's predicting higher prices in 2025. That's today's Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Okay, I have to tell you, I was just looking on eBay where I go for all kinds of things I love, and there it was.
That hologram trading card. One of the rarest, the last one I needed for my set. Shiny like the
designer handbag of my dreams.
One of a kind. eBay had it, and now everyone's asking, ooh, where'd you get your
windshield wipers? eBay has all the parts that fit my car. No more annoying. Just beautiful.
Whatever you love, find it on eBay. eBay. Things people love.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers, 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
She walks in the smoke. One hip at a time, like a broken field runner slipping through the line. He likes the way she looks, so he calls a little wife, says, "Don't wait up for me, I'll be working late tonight." Wife hangs up the phone, bursts into tears, calls her sister up and cries, "Get over here." Sister tells her boyfriend, "Be back in a while." Boyfriend wants a beer, the store is just a mile. He leaves the motor running, he'll only be a minute. His car drives away with teenagers in it. The driver tells his buddies, "Got one life to live." They scream into the night, "Let's get it over with." Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. The kid guns a gas, car starts to swerve, heads for a semi-truck, jumps the curb. Truck hits a big boy in the Shoney's parking lot. He flies through the air, takes out the bank clock. Clock strikes a light pole, transformer sparks. Lines go downtown, goes dark. Waitress calls a cop, says she saw it all. Swears a giant alien has landed at the mall. Cops ring up the mayor, says there's panic in the streets. We hate to wake you up, but we can't find the chief. Mayor says use your head if he ain't in his car. He's hiding from his wife down at Smokey's bar. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos makes perfect sense. When you're spinning round, things come undone. Welcome to Earth, third rock from the sun. Cause and effect, chain of events, all of the chaos.
to Earth, third rock from the sun.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Joe Diffie, Third Rock from the Sun, here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the mid to upper 20s across the region this morning. And unfortunately, those clouds, they are going to stick around. Some rain is even on the way. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Markets will reopen later today with the Christmas holiday here right in the middle of the week. Thursday and Friday's trade here today and tomorrow is going to be slow, to say the least. We'll have a lot of light volume, so we could see some big price swings. We're really right in the middle of that end of the year and the 2 weeks of the two holidays. So we're going to probably see some price volatility here over the next couple of days, but markets do reopen later today. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. More good news for U.S. cattle producers after the European Union announced a one-year delay to the enforcement of its strict deforestation regulation, regulations which could require substantial paperwork for U.S. beef exports to that region. I'll have more when we come back. On a recent Agronomy for Your Acres, I spoke with Jordan Howe, Nutrien Ag Solutions Financial Area Manager, about the financing programs available from Nutrien.
That's where we really use our relationships with our strategic suppliers, whether that be the chemical manufacturers or the seed manufacturers. We partner with them to be able to put together a program to be able to offer financing for their products and some of our products as well, that will give them competitive low interest rate programs with due dates that are around harvest or following harvest, so that they can have a little more flexibility during the season to make the best decisions for those acres. We know the name of the game is productivity, so if we can give a little flexibility in those purchases to alleviate some of those cash flow constraints during the season, that's what we're striving for.
Nutrien Ag Solutions offers financing options at every retail location across the country. For a full list of retailers, visit NutrienAgSolutions.com. The European Parliament last week voted to postpone the implementation of its new deforestation regulation until December 2025. This law requires importers of beef and other products to prove that their goods are not linked to deforested acres. For U.S. beef, that means providing geolocation data for the land where the cattle are raised. Aaron Borer, Vice President of Economic Analysis for the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said this regulation imposes a significant burden on U.S. producers, even though deforestation isn't a concern for American beef. She says, quote, "It essentially requires geolocations for properties where cattle are raised. The U.S. has traceability systems in place through the non-hormone treated cattle program for Europe, but these systems don't currently provide the level of documentation required under the new EU law." The one-year delay offers some breathing room, but Borer noted that building compliance systems in that one-year time frame will be a challenge. A year is not much time to figure everything out, she added. U.S. producers hope the delay will allow for changes to the regulation, potentially granting no-risk status to countries like the U.S., where deforestation tied to beef production isn't an issue. The stakes are high. The U.S. runs a $20 billion agricultural trade deficit with the EU, and American producers are urging policymakers to push for fairer trade terms. A no-risk designation would alleviate unnecessary compliance costs and help level the playing field for U.S. exporters. The delay in the new rule also highlights broader challenges for the EU's regulatory systems. The infrastructure to process and verify geolocation data simply wasn't ready for the regulation's original timeline, which had this month as the start date. The issues around this new law aren't unique for U.S. beef. Producers of cocoa, coffee, and other goods worldwide will face similar hurdles. I'll be back with more details after this.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
For U.S. cattle producers, the delay in the new EU deforestation law underscores the importance of staying vigilant about global trade policies. The EU remains a high-value export market for American beef, but burdensome rules like these new ones could stifle those opportunities. As the conversation continues, trade advocates are pushing for solutions that recognize the unique attributes of U.S. beef production. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
This holiday at T-Mobile, I'm joined by a special co-anchor.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
Snoop, let's talk about T-Mobile.
Okay, cool.
This holiday, get four lines for $25 a line, plus four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and the all-new camera control on us.
Let's get cracking, like a breakfast egg.
You can use those eggs to make some eggnog, Snoop.
Respect.
And people do love T-Mobile, where you can save on every plan versus the other big guys when you switch.
You know, y'all could take some of those savers and buy some Snoop merchandise.
Always a great stocking stuffer, Snoop.
We up out of here.
Hold your horses, Snoop D-O-double-G. Let's remind people one more time.
Head to T-Mobile.com to get four iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence on us. Plus four lines for $25. Now drop that jingle.
With 24-month bill credits for eligible trade-ins and 40 lines without auto pay, above qualified customers with taxes and fees and $35 per line connection charge. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due $9.99.99. Credits end if you pay off device early. See how you can save on wireless and streaming versus the other big guys at T-Mobile.com/switch. Apple Intelligence requires iOS 18.1 or later.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart. Without saying a word, you can light up the dark. Try as I may, I could never explain what I hear when you say it best.
touch of your hand says you catch me ever I fall. You say it shop in Chicago on a sunny summer day. A couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
She smiles and nods her head as he says, honey, that's for you. It's not much, but it's the best that I can do.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone. Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a little wedding chapel, later on that afternoon, an old upright piano plays that old familiar tune.
Tears roll down her cheeks and happy thoughts run through her head as he whispers low with this ring, I'd be wed.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone.
Shining ring,
shining ring, now at last it's found a home.
By itself,
it's just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding.
Small two-room apartment as they fight the final round. He says you won't admit it, but I know you're leaving town.
She says one thing's for certain, I don't love you anymore, and throws down the ring as she walks out the door.
Golden ring,
golden ring,
with one tiny little stone. Just a cold metallic thing. Only love can make a golden wedding ring.
In a pawn shop in Chicago,
on a sunny summer day,
a couple gazes at the wedding rings, their own display.
Gold.
Go Wabasha Kellogg Falcons. From all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
I'll always come.
if you handle it right. It'll come love. But you must have had one when you were a boy, 'cause you've got the touch that turns me into a toy. And like a
with news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. U.S. Trade Representative Catherine Tai says the U.S. has prevailed in its dispute under the USMCA, challenging Mexican biotechnology measures on GE corn imports. The USMCA panel agreed with the U.S. on all seven legal claims, finding that Mexico's measures banning imports of GMO corn from the U.S. were not based on sound science and undermined the market access that Mexico agreed to provide in the trade agreement. Mexico's measures ran counter to decades worth of evidence demonstrating the safety of agricultural biotechnology underpinned by science and risk-based regulatory review systems, said Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. Under USMCA rules, Mexico now has 45 days from the date of the final report, December 20th, to comply with the panel's findings. In that major win of the USMCA disputes that Mexico violated its commitments under the USMCA, it's an incredible development for the nation's corn growers and rural communities, said Kenneth Hartman Jr., president of National Corn Growers. The outcome is a direct result of advocacy efforts of corn leaders from across the country, he said. Shoppers were buying more eggs to bake Christmas treats ahead of the holiday season. At the same time, U.S. wholesale egg prices were up 150% from last year. Reuters says the average retail price of a dozen eggs surpassed $3.60 in November, $2.50 higher than the prices in January. September's average price was even higher at $3.80 a dozen. Retailers didn't want to push shoppers away during the busy holiday season, so they've been slow to raise their prices to pass on the higher costs. However, those price hikes could come in early 2025. The main factor pushing egg prices higher? Bird flu. The virus has wiped out 123 million chickens, turkeys, and other poultry in 49 states since the outbreak began in 2022. Nationwide, the laying hen flock in October was 3% lower than in 2023 at approximately 315 million birds. Congress did pass an end-year bill that includes a continuing resolution extending current levels of federal funding until March, including the extension of the 2018 Farm Bill. However, the National Association of Conservation Districts was disappointed the package didn't include Inflation Reduction Act conservation funding. The failure to include conservation funding in an end-of-year bill foregoes an incredible opportunity, said NACD President Kim LaFleur. Unfortunately, it reflects Congress's increasing inability to negotiate and pass common sense solutions, she said. The American Farmland Trust was also let down by a lack of conservation funding. Conservation programs are popular, oversubscribed, and a key to helping producers remain profitable and build resilience to extreme weather, AFT said in a release. By transferring those dollars to build the Farm Bill conservation baseline, Congress could have ensured additional conservation funding to meet the high demand. Calves and cattle on feed for the processing market in the United States for feedlots with a capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 12 million head on December 1st. That inventory level was slightly below December 1st of 2023. Placements in feedlots during November totaled 1.8 million head, 4% below the same time in 2023. Net placements totaled 1.74 million head. Now, during November, placements of cattle and calves weighing less than 600 pounds were 495,000 head. 600 to 699 pounds were 420,000 head, and 700 to 799 pounds totaled 37,500 head. Now, markings of fed cattle during November totaled 1.73 million head. That was 1% below the November of 2023 levels. Other disappearances totaled 55,000 head during November, which was 2% higher than 2023. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Hey everybody, it's Matthew at Bluff Country Feed and Seed. Are you someone with operational management experience? Someone who likes digging into the details of inventory control while not afraid of a hard day's work? Somebody with experience in agriculture and a passion for the lifestyle? Our growing business is looking for a director of operations. If this sounds like you, let's talk. Give us a call, check out our socials, or go to the website. This could be the start of something new. Plant your roots with us at Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy, drizzly, and a little foggy again here today. And there could be some frost, too, especially this morning when temperatures are hovering around that freezing mark. Our high today, 38. Tonight, cloudy, showers 36. Tomorrow, it'll be cloudy with some light rain and a high of 42. Here's a New Year's resolution for you. Have the best barbecue in town, and you can do it with Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce. Check it out at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 27.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
I'll take a moment and celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. Hey, my next 30 years, gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears, and I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years.
Here we go.
My next 30 years, I'm gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads and not stay up so late, drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here.
alone. From the moment I walked in tonight, you've been coming on. If I've told you once, I've told you twice, I'm just here to unwind.
Dobie Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
There's a girl trying to steal my heart and I'm tempted, even though she can tear it apart, I'm tempted. I'm tempted. Each time she looks my way, I'm tempted. Just a little more every day, I'm tempted. It's so hard to resist the thought of her. Take much more of this, I'm tempted. Tempted and tried, deep down inside, I can't deny I'm tempted. Caught my